Blog Talk Radio.
Well. And for those of you listening who know that, who know where that came from, I'm sorry. It is Tuesday night. It is 11 p.m. on the East Coast, 8 p.m. on the West Coast. This is Matt Chet. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. My co-host has not called in yet tonight, but we're going to do things just a bit different tonight because I'm not going to have a traditional guest. I'm going to let the callers guide the discussion because I want the fans' opinions on professional wrestling the way it is today. And we're going to get right to the... We're going to jump right in. Caller, you're on the air.
I am your co-host, the Fat Man Rob Fatone.
Well, you're calling from a different number, so I didn't know.
It doesn't matter.
Well, welcome to the show.
I've been on the show since before you were.
I noticed that, but like I said, it was a different number. I didn't know. My apologies.
Well, you should have known it was before the show started, Ace.
Yeah, maybe you could have messaged me and let me know. But again,
well, I think
not a big deal.
You've been smart enough to get them.
Not a big deal. Like I said, tonight the fans lead the conversation. Or we can lead, the fans can call in, put in their two cents.
Or three.
Hopefully they don't need any change back because I know most of our fans aren't. There's a familiar number that just hit one, but I'm going to let this person go ahead and...
Hi, Davidson.
It's not Davidson. It's somebody
okay.
else. Caller, you're on the air.
Really, Twinkie?
Holy shit! I thought you were
first
dead.
First message, I look better than Davidson. Oh, you only wish I was dead.
No,
anyway.
No, not really. You entertain me.
That's what most people think. Anyway. Dude, how do you not know the number to your own show when it changes? That's what I want to know.
What are you talking about?
Do you not think I didn't hear that you didn't know that the number was different tonight?
No.
No, my number was different tonight.
His number was different
tonight. Does it really matter? Does he text you everything? Please, it's Rob. What else do you expect?
Well, it is Rob, so I should have expected.
You should know. Expect the unexpected.
Excuse me.
Really?
And yes, that
real
was professional.
Yes, I know.
But since we are letting the fans of the show guide the discussion, what would you like to talk about, ma'am?
Well,
ma'am, really, and fan of the show, let me think. I'm probably the most interesting person to call in besides your co-host in a while. No offense to any of your more reputable guests, but usually they're pretty unreputable. But if you're acting loud,
sure, yeah. I'd love to know what you would like to discuss.
Let's discuss the hottest event of the summer, which would be, oh yeah, FanFest, Saturday night, or I should say Saturday afternoon, August 16th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio.
That's the 13th there.
Yeah, August 13th.
You said 16th.
I think I know what I said. August 13th. Saturday night, August 13th. FanFest at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. My name's not A. Simon, you know.
Okay, then I misheard you.
Imagine
no,
you
that.
Didn't.
Man,
you
were arguing
with that.
What was that, Twinkie?
I said, no, he didn't mishear you. You misspoke, and you're just trying to cover your ass.
Easier to cover mine than cover yours.
I wasn't trying to get into the debate here. I was stating facts. I mean, you ain't got to hate to appreciate. I mean,
you know, I will give you that.
But yes, FanFest.
Huge, huge day. All about the fans.
From my understanding, you got an ultimate ladder match.
Yes, we do. Ultimate ladder match for the NWF Heavyweight Championship. Titan will challenge the current heavyweight champion, Virus. They have a very long history, and it's going to be
now what kind of
these two
now
hate
what,
each other.
Now, what kind of virus does he have?
Oh, wow, really?
You said the guy's name was Virus. I mean,
be careful. You may be the next person he infects.
Okay.
After all, he was part of a great tag team known as the Infection.
As the what?
The Infection.
Never heard of him.
Honey, what do you expect? You live under a rock sometimes.
I live in Cincinnati. That's far under a rock. I mean, you know, if you would say Middletown or something like that, I could believe that. It'd be under a crack rock. But, no, you know, I'm in Cincinnati.
Then I don't know how you haven't heard that.
So.
Hmm?
I said Middletown, it would be meth, so.
Well, my bad. I didn't. No,
we'll give Eeyore that one.
Really, Eeyore? You're going to call me Eeyore now? Okay.
Oh, I've called you much worse.
Oh, yes, you have.
So,
but the fact that you're on my show...
And
anyway,
you asked me to call.
That could be debatable. But anyway.
Oh no, I said what number I might actually listen. You said you should call in.
But
well,
we have other people who want to call in and talk.
I got a question with the hashtag. Hello, Ace, what the fuck?
Okay, go ahead.
I want to know what is going on with Ringside at the Poolside 2 this Saturday. That's what I want to know about.
Ringside at the Poolside 2 at the Bromley Swim Club in Ludlow, Kentucky. Unfortunately, I will not be at that event, but that is going to be huge, huge, huge. If you live over in the Kentucky area or if you want to make a field trip, I highly suggest going. That is going to be a huge event. Always, always so much exciting action with the NWF.
Now, I understand it's a special fundraiser for the Bromley Swim Club.
Yes, and you know what? NWF is huge on helping out the community. I mean, hello. They, you know, all about giving back to the fans, to the communities we work in. You'll see superstars like Jay Donaldson, the Titan, legendary Larry D from PCW is going to be there. So I strongly suggest if you make it to no other event and you live in that area, check that out, but also be sure you check out FanFest on the 13th.
Now, my question is, the Battle Royal, are they going to be thrown into the pool, or how's that working?
I can honestly tell you, I'm not privy to that detail, but I'm going to tell you now. Some of them guys need to cool off, and what better way to do it than to be thrown out of the ring into the pool?
Well, I mean,
actually, I know a few that do that.
Now, the question I have, and as many of the listeners may know, if you keep up with the FWO page, at one time there was a company in Middletown. Actually, it was in Franklin. And the FWO had a member by the name of Jake Shepherd. I want to know how Mr. Shepherd is doing down there at NWF.
Mr. Shepherd is doing just fine down at NWF. He is actually part of a tag team down there called the Swingers. It's actually a...
Now, I don't want to know any details about that because it sounds kind of wrong. I can just only imagine that Kira Bangkok would be involved, but...
Actually, no. Kira would not be involved.
I see you. I
that
heard you
would be interesting.
You were saying that.
Do what, boo-boo?
I said, I heard you chuckling. You could picture it, too.
Rob, I don't need to tell you how wrong that is. Believe me, my thing is, Kira would not be involved in that. They are definitely an interesting tag team, definitely worth checking out. Along with a newly, what appears to be a newly forming team of Sergeant Herzog and Trice. Rather conflicting styles, but have the potential to be very effective.
Now, to shift gears a little bit, you know, we talked a little bit about the NWS and there are many events coming up. I want to throw one out there that is a do not miss. Over there in Clarksville, Indiana, I want to give a shout out to IWA Mid-South. Tomorrow night they have a show called Prelude to Death, which is the show before they get into the King of the Deathmatch tournament. I have a good friend of mine that is involved in that tournament and wish him all the luck. You can catch that tomorrow at Jammer's Roller Dome in Clarksville, Indiana.
If you're in the area, be sure to check that show out. And I swear, these phone lines are jumping all over the place. People keep jumping on and jumping off. We're going to go ahead and go to this next caller. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
I know I'm on the air. I was trying to light a cigarette. You got a problem with that?
Hey, you should go ahead and deal with him. I got to catch his Pikachu.
We're going to go to the next caller, actually.
Now you can say Davidson because now it is Davidson.
The caller, you're on
Davidson.
The air. It's El Blanco Warrior.
Blanco? Thought you were retired.
No, not anymore.
Aren't you Mexican?
Isn't it past your bedtime?
No, it's not past my bedtime. It should be. You know what? I'm just going to kick back and listen to Davidson talk. Okay,
I got a feeling
today,
so is you to Davidson.
Yeah, but I'm going to put him back on the air. Davidson, you're back on the air.
You seriously want to drop on your head, Ace Diamond, don't you?
I've been dropped on my head by the other, by another caller.
I call in week after week. You don't invite me to call in. I call in. I'm probably one of your only loyal listeners, and you keep muting me. I'm trying to have conversations with people you got on here, and you keep muting me.
I have a body bag you can borrow.
Can I borrow that? How are you doing, Miss Natasha? I was trying to call because I've seen some of these guys you're talking about, even though Rob and Ace are sitting on the thumbs on their asses, and I was calling to try to put my 2 cents in, but Ace Diamond wants to mute me every week.
I just caught a Pikachu, damn it. I ain't sitting on my thumbs.
Oh, my bad. Ace is sitting on his damn thumb, and then Rob's catching Pikachus. Are you kidding me?
Here.
No wonder nobody else is listening, Ace Diamond.
I got to go get this Pidgey. Hold on.
Yeah, you go catch a Pidgey. Catch a Snorlax while you're at it, you fat ass. God. Ace, Natasha, who? What else? Did we say Blanco was here?
Blanco's here.
Blanco, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to talk about this Saturday night at Tough Pro Wrestling.
Nobody
you
cares
might
about
watch
this.
That.
What about it? I know, I'm going to be there. What about it?
Just watch your back, Nick.
Watch my back? Look, little man, I know I might have dumped you on your head a couple years ago in that building, but that's not the point. God, you've been gone for how long? You've been gone longer than me, Blanco.
Yeah, I have. I'm just saying, just watch your back.
You're opening their door.
Damn Pidgey got away.
That would
are
be
you,
Twinkie.
Twinkie, are you seriously driving around looking for fucking Pokemon while we're trying to do a radio show here?
No.
Somebody please hit him with a Pokeball. I swear. Everybody thinks they're all cool walking around with damn Pokemon. Natasha, is anybody at NWF walking around with a damn Pokemon game, playing it, trying to catch Pokemon in the ring?
Not in the ring, but yes, because there is actually, right across the street from Bone Crushers, there is actually a Pokegym.
There you go, Rob. It's across the street from Bone Crushers.
There's a Pokestop right at the street, too.
Of course,
I mean, seriously, Ace Diamond, what is your show turning into, Ace Diamond? I mean, we're sitting here talking about Pokemon, Pikachus and Poopachus and all this other shit.
Not my fault, that's my co-host.
Get your Pokemon there. Come on down to Bone Crushers, check out a show, and catch some Pokemon.
There you go, Rob. Go to Bone Crushers, check out a show, and catch some Pokemon.
I can't catch Pokemon, I have no balls.
That sounds like a personal problem. That is the first statement I've heard all night.
I am not. That has kind of left me. Never mind.
Yeah, shut up, Nick.
He has no.
If you want to talk about no balls, let's talk about SOM.
What about SOM?
Man,
what about SOM, little man?
They go around acting all big and tall.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Understand this. The women in SOM have bigger balls than you have. So, deal with it.
The women in SOM will probably have more balls than any of the guys in SOM.
No, now, wait a second.
Not true.
I want to be fair on this front.
Just because my secretary's hung bigger than most of us, I mean, but no balls things, yeah, I can't agree with that.
I want to be fair on this front for a second. Miss Kira Bangkok's with me. So as of last week, SOM has no balls.
We have no balls yet. I'm walking around. You're U.S. champion.
You're only walking around the champion because I went out with an injury.
You won't be champion for long, Nick.
I'll be a champion until I say so, Blanco. There ain't nobody going to take my belt from me.
You better be packing your bag soon, Nick.
Anytime, little man.
Anytime
would be good for me. Matter of fact, what are you doing Saturday?
I don't think I'm
doing anything Saturday. Matter of fact, get up with DPW management. Tell them, matter of fact, Bunga, I'll give you an opportunity of a lifetime. How about this, little man? You show up this Saturday, show you have no balls, which we know you don't, and you won't show. But if you show up, I'll tell you what, I'll give you an opportunity that I give most. Unlike Rob, I'm not stupid enough to give people open challenges, moron. But I'll tell you what, Blanco, if you can defeat me in the middle of the ring, I'll guarantee you a title shot. What do you think?
You know why?
What do you say?
You know
I'll give you the opportunity nobody else will give you, Blanco.
I will give
you the opportunity that nobody else will give you. I will give you a title shot, kid.
I'll be there, and I won't be the one laying on my back in the middle of that ring. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you laying, kid. I'm going to leave
you
laying.
Face down.
Straight
face
down in the middle of the ring. Like, you need to be done.
You know what? You're not going to be laying in the middle of the ring. Because I'm going to make you tap out. I'm going to make you say you give up.
Sure you are. The only time I've ever given up in a match is when Natasha threw a towel in on me.
That was
just
telling you to take a shower.
That was self-preservation.
Hey, Rob, go catch some Pokemon, fat boy.
Hey, there's a Meowth nearby. I'll be right back.
Let me and the White Warrior have our little discussion here. Or better yet, our discussion's done, White Warrior. Say goodbye so that the adults can talk.
I threw the towel on you for your own good.
That's not the point here, and he knows it, Natasha. Now, if the little kid will go to bed, let us adults have real conversations here. I mean, has Ace even got to the boring part where he starts asking you how long you've been in the business and all this other stuff yet?
Not yet.
If he starts asking that, he deserves to get another Guitar Hero guitar shot to the head.
Okay, we won't ask how long you've been in the business. Let's ask, where you trained and all that? The question everybody keeps asking me.
Where I trained?
Not you, you little white thing. Go to bed, Blanco. It's past your bedtime. I'll deal with you on Saturday.
Okay.
I was trained at Bone Crushers National Pro Wrestling Training Center, the home of superstars like the Monster Abyss, Machine Gun Carl Anderson. I have had the opportunity to train and work with some of the best in this business.
I know.
So you
ain't got to tell me. I know your resume. Tell the rest of the other five people listening to A's Diamond Show.
I talked to Meowth.
Okay. Hey, Bob, I see a Snorlax over behind that other car. It's in the back of the cop
car,
Bob.
It's not popping up on my radar. It's not popping up on my radar.
It's hiding. Where were we?
We were talking about Bone Crushers, located at 2616 Coleraine Avenue in Cincinnati. We train on Tuesdays and Thursday nights from 6 to 8. Check us out. Check out our hotline at 513-5704-NWF. Our webpage at www.nwfwrestling.com. Follow us on Facebook. We got a Twitter, Instagram.
Who's doing the actual training down there? Because you got Cody Hawk doing it up in Hamilton. Jalen Russell's getting ready to start back up in Hamilton.
We've got the man, Roger Ruffin.
Roger Ruffin's running down there, folks. Check him out. I mean, anybody that knows anybody, Roger Ruffin's one of the guys that you do know his name.
Exactly. Former WWE referee. I mean, the man has got a wealth of knowledge, talent. Oh, my God, the talent that comes through there.
I mean, like, who was all in your class, Natasha? Let's get some real in-depth here. Who was in your actual class when you started? I mean, we've had this discussion before.
Some of the people that I got to train with were guys like Wildcat Chris Harris or Braden Walker, the Monster Abyss, former WWE diva Jillian Hall, I've had the opportunity to be in, to be at some training sessions with Carl Anderson.
Man, see, I just got a bunch of no. Well, never mind. Keep going.
I mean, Jillian Hall's husband was actually one of the people I got to train a lot with, or I'm sorry, ex-husband.
Yeah, don't be getting them in trouble.
Yeah, I don't want to get anybody, including myself, in trouble. Some really, really.
We'll keep it PG
people.
On that note. We'll keep it PG.
Exactly.
PG.
Go to bed, little boy.
And on that note.
On what note, A. Simon? What note, A. Simon?
He's gone now. He's muted.
Why did you. Will you quit muting people? That's what makes your show boring. That's why people don't call in. Quit muting people. Let us talk, Ace.
Hey, you wanted him gone?
No, we were telling him to go to bed.
You can still tell him to go to bed. He just can't backtalk now.
I don't. Hey, Diamond, when have you ever known me to step back from somebody back-talking? I ain't worried about that kid. I'll deal with him this Saturday. It's as simple as that.
There's only one thing, and one thing only, that Nicholas Davidson should ever be worried about.
Me.
The divorce lawyer.
Yeah,
I mean.
Right. Okay. One thing in this business that Nicholas Davidson should ever be worried about, and it's not you, Twinkie.
There's usually like a big tall guy in a table. Nothing, huh? Ain't afraid of nothing in this business.
Really?
Yes.
Even that tall person that has a staple gun?
Even a big monster that's hiding in South Carolina. Because he won't come up and get me.
Oh, he's hiding in South Carolina now.
I mean, no, wait, what? Who's hiding in South Carolina? Ace, I mean, what are you talking about? Ace, quit trying to get stuff started here.
Oh, PSBTW. Just saying that he's coming up, I believe, in September.
Who? What? Huh? It's cool. He won't come where I'm at. Most
actually, people, I believe where, that's exactly where he's coming.
Most people won't come to Tough. I mean, I don't see why. I mean,
well, I believe he's got his bodyguard coming with him, Mr. Animal. I'm sure he has a staple gun somewhere.
We ain't gonna discuss that right now. What are you people trying to do here? You're just trying to get shit started. I'm just trying to sit here and be peacefully and not catch Pokemon and talk on Ace Diamond's show. Finally, has not muted me. But he won't come to Tough anyway. Nobody comes to Tough. They don't like the booking or something or another, and I don't know. I like it there. No,
I like it exactly where I'm at right now.
I like it anywhere, though. I mean, I go wherever I'm told, wherever, you know, people call and say, hey, show up, and then I show up, and shit gets started, and, you know, things go a little crazy.
Yes, I do now.
Yeah, the whole shit gets started thing, that's a common theme when you're around, Davidson.
What's that? Shit gets started? I do not start nothing anytime.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Actually, I have a bone to pick with you.
I have a bone
to
pick with you.
Of it.
What's your bone?
A few years back, I was on the receiving end of a Guitar Hero guitar shot to the head while I was managing you.
Yeah, that happens.
You can't just blame Davidson for that.
You can't blame me for that. I didn't swing the guitar. Was they swinging it at me?
I got late breaking news.
Was they swinging it at me?
You got late breaking news.
I got late breaking news. As of 14 minutes ago, Nicholas Davidson has been called out to defend his United States title against The Last Outlaw.
Him too?
Outlaw.
The Last Outlaw.
Well, he's going to get in line. That old man's going to have to get in line.
All the last. Anyway.
Look, everybody's calling me out. Here, Canadians are calling me out. Monsters are calling me out. I'm not a hard person to find.
If you want to blame Nicholas for you getting cracked in the skull with that Guitar Hero car, he's not the only person that you need to be blaming then.
Yeah, that was your own fault for not getting out of the way, Ace Diamond.
You could have grabbed me and pulled me out of the way.
I'd have moved and let you take it, Ace.
Look, it's as simple as gimping ain't easy, okay?
Let me make it simple
Rob.
For you.
Sort of.
Let me make it really simple. You
gimping
want to blame
ain't
them.
Easy. That's simple
you
enough.
You didn't move.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to stand there and take a guitar shot, Ace.
Wait, Ace,
when this incident happened, what company was we in?
You know what company we were in.
No, I don't.
Actually,
there were several.
Sucks.
I've been in a couple of them, Ace. Which one was it? I mean, Ace, you really can't expect me to remember shit a couple years ago. Hell, I don't remember last week half the time.
Hell, you don't remember what
you had for breakfast. We were at Ram.
Ram. Who hit you with it?
That would be me.
Oh, well, that's your own fault, Ace. How long have you known Natasha? You're lucky it was a guitar she didn't crack you in the ass with a riding crop.
We've got a new caller to the party.
We do. Who we got now?
I'm not sure. Caller, you're on the air.
I don't like it when you block my number or when you mute me.
Mute? Yes, that's it. Wait.
Go to bed, child.
Look, you need to get your sleep. You're going to have a long, hard fight this week. Because now apparently the last outlaw, THC, whatever you want to call him, is calling me out too, kid. See what you started?
Actually, does he even have a valid green card?
Let's not talk about that. Let's move on.
You've got a valid green card?
I don't know, a valid green card.
Hey, what are we moving on about? The fact that people's challenging me? The fact that I have outlaws and midget Mexicans and Canadians and all kinds of people challenging me? Why should we move on to that?
And you've got a host that's trying to blame you because he didn't get out of the way when I was swinging a Guitar Hero guitar.
That ain't my
fault, Ace. Pretty smart.
That ain't my
fault.
They
see me with a weapon. They steer clear.
Man, what's next?
They don't want to get hit.
We ain't stupid. I mean, what's next? I mean, next you're going to have former tag partners or something calling in to challenge me? See, Ace, look, I'm entertaining TV, Ace Diamond.
You know, now that you mention that.
Now what?
Caller, you're on the air.
I hear we're talking about.
Sure. No, that ain't former partners. That's my boy. Blanco.
Let's go.
Blanco, you
What's
know
up?
James, you know Rain Ravitch. Rain Ravitch is Blanco, Rain Natasha. Ravitch. You know Ace and Rob.
Yeah. It sure sounds like a wrestling round table around here, yeah.
Look, hey, Perk, keep these people busy talking for a minute. I got to deal with some stuff.
Why do I always have to pick up your slack?
Hey, where's Zanac at? We almost got a party. We got Perk. We got White Warrior, the white guy, and Natasha. And, man, where's JJ, Kira, and Chronic, and Zanac at? We should all call in one night.
I think they're stuck in the bathroom together.
Come on, but they're in the bathroom. Oh, God, don't tell me how long it takes them to get out. Chronic's been here for a minute. The party's going on in here. Okay, you keep them busy talking. I got to deal with some. I got to take back that. Yeah. Keep them talking.
Unless that's difficult.
I'm hearing that we're talking about your guitar shots. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I still have a knot on my head for about 4 weeks ago. Rob.
No, Rob's not here. He's hunting Pikachus.
No, I'm here. I can barely hear Rain Ravage over there. It sounds like he's got a cock.
Yeah, there's something wrong with his connection.
Hey, take it off speaker, Rain.
That's because he's at work.
Speaker.
That's because he's at work and he's trying to whisper.
Anyway.
He's doing what he's got to do.
Here, isn't it?
What am I supposed to talk about? I just came to listen about guitar shots and stuff.
I don't know. He's done talking about one he took 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
He's mad because I attacked him in the hand with a guitar.
No, well, I guess if it still affects his speech, you have to give it to him on the reason that he's still got it on his brain, man.
No. His speech was this bad before Natasha hit him with the guitar.
Oh.
It actually might be a little bit better since I hit him.
I don't know. Hey, say something. Hey, say something.
Wow, really? You're going to talk about my speech now?
What?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, it
was
sound better.
I was just asking a question. You said that we could talk. So I asked a question.
I didn't hear the question.
Go ahead.
That's because you weren't paying attention, which is nothing normal.
Hey, why are you not paying attention to your guest? Hey, Diamond, why are you not paying attention to your guest?
God,
I'm paying attention to your own show.
Not only are you a bad check person, you're a bad host.
Did your last check ever clear, Jameson?
Hey, Diamond, we should go out on a tour together, buddy. We should, go visit all these other shows. I don't know. Go to these other shows and see what kind of... Yeah.
Did your last check from him ever clear?
Check. We don't accept checks from Ace Diamond anymore. It's strictly cash.
That's the thing. Did he ever make did he ever make his last check to you good before you made him start paying you in cash?
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't
even
make
the money
order from him in cash. We made him pay up his last check and then took double on the next check, next bill, just in case.
We had to take a money
deposit out on him.
There you go.
Yeah, no, Ace is good. He pays ahead of time now, but we still got our security deposit with him.
And this is why he doesn't manage much anymore.
No, he don't manage much.
That's not the reason.
He doesn't manage much because the last people he managed was Rob and Sed.
No, they weren't.
Last I heard, well, you know what Rob's doing. I don't know what the other guy's doing.
Actually, who was the last person you managed, Ace?
I couldn't tell you, actually.
Did he manage Justin after you guys?
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, Justin.
What?
Who?
When?
You.
Where?
How?
Why?
Why?
What?
Who?
My mom. What about my mom?
I'm really confused now.
You spent one deeper cold for how many lollipops?
I will be in about 20 minutes.
What did you just say?
That I'll be confused in about 20 minutes.
I heard something about a monkey in purple.
The monkey's not wearing purple. The monkey's wearing blue.
Get off the Kool-Aid, Nick.
I got Kool-Aid? Whoa. Here it is. Rob, quit getting out to catch damn poopachus.
this show has completely devolved.
Hey, Ace, I do got good news. I just realized
something.
Well, I went like a couple weeks ago, went and did the whole CWE training thing and all that, and he says it's going to be global and television and all that, apparently, but I go this Friday to find out if I make the roster, man.
Well, good luck.
Look, there's no
considering
luck.
Considering how long you've been there, you better have made the roster.
Well, he did a whole banquet thing and all this and that. I don't know what's going on, but it all comes down to either the people on the team that are picking the roster like me or they don't like me. That's usually how it works, Ace.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're pretty much screwed, Ben.
I know. Yeah. A lot of people hate me. I don't know what I did, but.
I hate you.
I mean, everybody wants me to get, nobody wants, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, Ace. Maybe we should do a tour, Ace. We should go and visit these other companies and check them out. What kind of trouble we can get into?
Davidson.
Huh?
Just remember, I don't hate you.
I know.
I mean, I like sitting in crowds every once in a while.
Nobody just wants to book me for some reason. Oh, hold on, my T-phone.
And always remember.
Because you're an asshole.
It's not kidnapping, it's murder.
No, it was kidnapping. I mean, wait, what? Huh? We didn't kidnap nobody. Abduct them, turn them evil. We didn't do none of that.
Been at least a year, okay?
Yeah, it's been at least a year.
Been at least a year.
Well, one of our callers has dropped off.
Who's on? Roll call. I'm here.
I'm here.
Me.
Blanco went to bed.
Yep, he finally did.
Blanco went to bed. Whoa, wait. Whoa, hold on here.
What are we holding on?
When does he start getting orders? Oh, this must be what Rob was talking about.
What, the whole you being challenged by THC?
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on, Ace. You might get
hold
a little
on crazy. You need to talk. You're on a radio hold show and you tell him to hold on. It makes dead air. What
well,
the hell
you
are you smoking
keep
up there?
Shut up, Bob. I'm trying to type something here.
What the hell are you smoking? You ain't sharing? What the fuck? I'm offended.
It's kind of hard to pass through the phone there, Rob guy.
I'm sitting in his living room.
It won't
what
go.
Is different?
You're not in my living room. You're outside catching poopachoos.
You already said that
I'll
one, Nick.
Minute.
I call them peek-a-poopas. Whatever.
And I'm not catching Pikachus. I'm on an Eevee right now.
Okay, well, since you're talking about Pokemon, what team are you on?
I'm on the best team.
Which is?
The FWO team.
Bullshit! Oh, sorry. Said they're the best team after. Sorry, I was sneezing.
We were talking about Pokemon,
exactly.
Not gay sex.
Whoa.
Ron, we don't care that you what kind of sex you have, you fat fuck. Go
Brain
catch
Ravage is a reason to keep you around, buddy.
Go catch
hey,
the poop
man,
with you,
Bob. Hey, man, that's about my type, I got a beard.
He just kept at his head as ball cleaner.
No. I'm 40 miles away.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, Rob, really, what team are you on?
I'm on, what is it, the red team.
Matt,
team
hey,
Valor,
we're on Matt Chat, right?
Yes, we are.
It's called MadChat, right?
Yes, it is.
You still got your page up?
Yes,
spell
I do.
Spell you got it. I'm trying to tag it.
MAT.
Hold on. He's got to find the keyboard. MAT.
CHAT.
Is there a space? I didn't know
yes,
there was
there's
a space.
There. You just got tagged in it. I just tagged you in it. You don't have to spell it. I just tagged you in
yeah,
it.
It should say FWO Radio.
It is not FWO Radio.
Right.
That's
it's FWO. Got it.
Well, considering your co-host does most of the talking, wouldn't it be the worst thing ever to consider changing
just
the name?
Just a quick fun fact for everybody out there. Did you know that the swimming pools of the Titanic are still filled today?
Really?
No, really?
No, did you know that there's more planes in the ocean than there are submarines in the sky? I mean, if we're going with obvious idiotic facts here, just like the fact that, I forgot what I was going to say. I didn't do it on purpose, I promise. But anyway, Ravage, you got to get out of here. I'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Later.
Thank you, Rain Ravage, for calling in. Although
later,
I'm not sure what value you actually added to the show tonight, but...
Local entertainment.
You just called him Buggy, eh?
We got that.
Like
we got you for that.
You do remember I still have a kendo stick, a riding crop, and a body bag in my car, right?
Yay.
We don't want to hear about your kinky Saturday
nights.
Yeah,
I know you still have those, but as long as you don't have the Guitar Hero guitar anymore, I'm not worried.
Oh, I'm sure I can get one.
Okay, apparently Ace wants to hear about your kinky Saturday nights.
Okay, then there might be something to worry about, but until that happens, not so much.
And then you need to worry because I'm also getting my staple gun back.
Davidson knows all about that staple gun, don't you, Davidson?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to tag. Ace, you didn't get tagged. I wrote Matt Chat. Go over and like my comments so people know that it's you. He's trying to get a match, and I promised the White Warrior a match, and, you know, hold on, I got to hit this. You guys, I'm talking on my account. Keep talking. I'll hit it when you talk. I mean, I'll do what I'm doing no matter what. I mean,
really?
What?
Not you. I'm talking to Porky Pig.
What did he do? Oh, never mind. It's rough. I don't want to know what he did. It could be dangerous. Nasty, disgusting, grotesque.
I'm talking to rude, crude, and socially undesirable that keeps belching on the radio.
That ain't me. Dude, that's kind
of rude.
I know
who it is.
You're supposed to at least say,
I don't know
me.
What you're talking about. You must be hearing things.
Oh, no.
Oh,
don't
yes.
Don't think so.
Yeah. He can't give me a match with Outlaw. I promised to match the Blanco.
Exactly.
Look, what do you mean, Chicken? Look, I ain't got time for that. Look, he wants a match with me. Get in line. You know how many people, if I went around giving everybody that wanted a match with me a match, I'd be doing nothing but fighting every day. I mean, seriously, the whole reason, that's the whole reason I went out and got shirts made up that says, fuck you, Davidson. I know what you people want to say. I just went out and marketed it.
Exactly.
That which you can get anywhere. Anytime you see me, folks out there listening, the Fuck You Davidsons are exclusive to me. You know, large and smaller, $15. Large, you need a large. Well, give me the money. I'll get you the shirt.
Shameless self-promoting. There you go.
What is? Well, I mean, look, nobody else is going to promote me. I got to promote myself. I mean,
and I'm not faulting you for it.
I mean, but as I was saying,
anytime.
2X and large, 2X and bigger, $20. They're great, Ace. You'll like it. Wait till you see one, Ace. You'll want one. I mean, seriously.
I already want one. You know what I hate?
What?
I hate fat people.
You know what I hate? I hate when Ace Diamond mutes you.
You know what I hate, Rob?
Right?
I hate fat people.
Rob, you know what I hate?
Yourself?
I hate fat people that claim to hate fat people.
So it's not like you hate yourself.
No, you didn't claim me.
No, because I don't claim to hate fat people.
This is turn. Where's JD at? Hit one. Is anybody else out there listening? Hit one, people.
Hey,
how many people? Hey, how many people you got viewing this week or listening?
Actually, everybody that's listening is on the air, is on the line right now. So
we're basically just sitting here having a group conversation to ourselves.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Unless there's people listening on. Actually listening on the website that didn't call in, which is
Ace,
who are
you sure
on the web.
And
on
don't
the
tell you those numbers.
Didn't call in. Thank you very much. We love you all.
It didn't tell you those numbers. Hey, you got to start sharing this so we can get more listeners. Was there more at the beginning?
Ace, just a little piece of advice there, buddy. You should never reveal that online. You know, I mean.
Yeah, because there are other listeners, Ace.
They're listening.
Ace, you still there?
I mean, I know of a couple people that's listening online that, you know, you can't see right now, but, you know.
No, that was what I was asking. I mean, are there more people on the board to say one? Hit one?
Nope. Just the four people
all,
that are
Rob.
On right now.
You killed them all, Rob.
Well, five including myself.
Five including
Again, Ace, you should never die alone. Better for me.
Wait. He said four people that are on the line, five including himself. You got Twinkie, Davidson, me, you. Who's the other one?
Mark, are you still there?
No, Rain Rabbit.
They
never hung up.
They don't want to talk.
Huh?
Hello.
I will divulge that information off the air.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look, you can learn.
Since my co-host seems to think he knows what he's doing better than I do.
Who? Me? I'm not your co-host.
You're not
Davidson.
My co-host, Davidson.
I'm just a guy that called in to have a good time. I just wonder if there's more people to harass online. I mean, there's only so many times
I can
wonder if you ain't got to tell me there's numbers. I ain't asking numbers. I'm just asking, are there more people listening? Otherwise, we're just sitting here talking to ourselves.
Like I said, I don't know.
You got to advertise more, Ace. We need to get you a publicist.
Let me tell you, it does no good.
I know a member of SOM that I would love to steal that could be my publicist.
Yeah, you and everybody else. But I hate to bring it to you, Ace Diamond. Rain Ravage is not going anywhere.
And we both know I'm not talking about Rain Ravage.
Okay, but I'm not sure you want that surprise Akira's got, Ace.
We both know I'm not talking about Kira either.
Oh.
Okay, but just remember, we ain't the only ones that call him a cocky some bitch. I don't know what people's deal is with the chicken boy, but fuck.
All right, we got 4 minutes left in the show. Everybody start saying goodbye.
Okay, well, good night. Don't forget.
Good
check
night,
out
people.
NWS Fest, Saturday night, August the 13th. Get your tickets in advance. VIP is $20. You get in a half hour early plus 2 bonus matches. See everybody on the 13th at the UAW Hall in Fairfield.
See? Why don't you do that for you, Ace? Look, people, very simple. This Saturday, see me at TPW beating up Blanco Warrior. Goodbye.
Or getting beat up by Outlaw.
And don't forget that this Thursday, you can see IWA Mid-South Prelude to Death at Jammer's Roller Dome. And this Saturday, you can also see the King of the Deathmatch Tournament by IWA Mid-South. As soon as I pull that back up here. There it is. Also this Saturday, you can see Tough Pro Wrestling. 6972 South Dixie Highway. And King of the Deathmatches will be at Pride Bar and Lounge in New Albany, Indiana. Get your tickets now. They are selling out quick.
Also this Saturday, don't forget, WF at the Bromley Swim Club in Ludlow, Kentucky.
And don't forget to check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MattChat. Check me out at www.facebook.com/EastDiamondStud or on the Ace Diamond Facebook page or the Diamond Enterprises Facebook page, which may be getting shut down soon or a name change.
You don't say that on the air.
Why not?
And coming soon, ladies and gentlemen, FWR Radio to a radio near you. Stay tuned to the FWR page for more information.
Good night, everybody.